You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition. And finally, after all of the smoking hot, nice weather and the relaxed days of spring training, we're getting ready for opening day for the Reds. As always, opening at home, they have the Pirates in a Monday afternoon game right off the bat. Going to see one of the top teams in the National League Central. I expected to start Johnny Cueto, even though he missed some time away from the team with a family emergency. Late in spring training, this will be his fourth straight opening day start. Mark, looking forward to a classic opening day with in Cincinnati parade and all the fun things that accompany the Cincinnati opener.
Yeah, one thing that Cincinnati does really well is opening day as a city and as a team. They do treat it like it's a local holiday. I know opening day is, of course, important to every team in the league, but Cincinnati is the oldest team in professional baseball. They always get to open at home, so they know when the season starts, they can all come home and kind of ramp up for this day. It's always around the same day, the first Monday of the season every year. And of course, they do a parade, which is something that you don't see in most cities. It's a huge event. It's a lot of students call in sick that day from school. A lot of people miss work that day, and they come downtown from over the Rhine to downtown to watch the parade. And then the game's always sold out. So it's always a big day. And there's a lot of attention.
Hey, what would you expect from Cueto going into the season? It's not just any year for him. It's his walk year before free agency. Doesn't appear that there were any real significant talks with the Reds, or at least not that were became public knowledge about any kind of a contract extension. The expectation, he's going to be right on the heels of Max Scherzer with some of that money, crazy money. How do you think he will handle this situation, his makeup, and as you've gotten to know him, how do you think he'll handle this year when the spotlight is going to be so on him?
I think he's going to embrace it, honestly. He's a guy that loves to compete. He's very competitive. He thinks, and many times he's often right, that he is the best pitcher around. And obviously Clayton Kershaw and other guys are going to come to mind to a lot of people, but he's not afraid of anybody. He puts himself in any conversation. He's not shy, and he's very consistent when he pitches. He's come up with a style now where he's become less the heaver and the strike throw, the strikeout guy, trying to just compile strikeouts, even though he can lead the league in strikeouts, but he's also become a guy that is able to get quick outs. He's able to be economical with his pitches. He can work late in games but not run his pitch count up, and he just knows how to manage a game really well, and I think he can do that for this season. There's obviously a lot at stake financially for him, but I think he's going to rise to the occasion.
How about going against the Pirates right out of the chute? The good rivalries in the Central, and certainly a lot of good teams, a lot of balance. How do you think? How will the Reds look at playing a team that's kind of knocked them out of the playoffs really the last couple of years, or been a big part of that?
Yeah, it's obviously this is going to be an interesting season because the National League Central in general, from top to bottom, is stacked. And the Pirates have always been kind of a team that's been kind of becoming a rivalry series with the Reds. They've had some, especially 2 years ago, they had some really hard fought games, a lot of hit batters and things like that. Last year, they were going back and forth, and the Pirates broke the Reds' heart more than a few times. And when you look at the first month of the season, I think every game, with the exception of one, is against a NL Central opponent. So the Reds are going to have to come out of the gate strong. They're not really considered a contender by a lot of people, that they're not going to be in this race. They think they're going to be in this race, and the first month is really going to be a time for them to prove it. They don't want to start out the year back in the standings and try to make some ground.
And last thing, Mark, I've been looking at all of the teams, at what the Las Vegas expectations are for them, and the over and under numbers. There's only an 11-game difference from the Cardinals at 88.5 expected to win the division, and the Reds, Vegas, giving them a 77.5 over and under number. You know, if we were to look back at the end of the season and the Reds have blown past that number and been in serious contention and have not wound up being a playoff team, what would you say has happened? I would say Joey Votto has put himself back at the top of the MVP ballot and had a classic Joey Votto year. Is that what you would point to, or is there something else you could see that would be a real difference-making factor?
I think Joey Votto is head and shoulders the biggest guy that the Reds have, as far as they'll either go where he goes one way or the other. If he has a bad year, they may have a bad year. If he's injured, they may not. They may miss his contributions. I mean, they have other guys that are very good hitters, but he's when he's his best, he's one of the best hitters in baseball. So they really have to see him have another bounce back year. He doesn't necessarily have to have the kind of MVP year he had in 2010, but he needs to have a very good year and a very healthy year. But I think another guy that's kind of right there, if they can get contributions from him and kind of wipe away what he did last year, is Jay Bruce. I think if Bruce and Votto have strong seasons and kind of lead the way, and the other guys kind of do what their track record is, the Reds can contend.
Well, it's going to be great to see it, and great to see these teams get back on their home fields for the regular season, 2015 season, and then the National League Central. A lot of competition from the top to the bottom. Mark Sheldon, really appreciate it. For Mark, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.